I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're exploring my nearly 60-year journey through the musical world. In the year 2000, a lot of things were happening in my life. We'd come to the reluctant decision to sell our company, 4Runner Music, primarily because of the digital revolution with downloading and the new model of free music. And we didn't see how we were going to be able to get paid for the music we were publishing, so we decided to leave that world. However, I didn't leave the recording world, and one of the very first projects I did at this time was with John Prine. On the heels of the success of In Spite of Ourselves and his wonderful recovery from cancer, John was very invigorated, and he decided to re-record a lot of his very earliest songs that put him on the map back in the early 70s. And we titled this album Souvenirs, which is a song that John associates in his mind with his good, good friend, the late Steve Goodman. So let's start off here with Souvenirs.
All the snow's turned to water. Christmas days have come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors are all that's left to linger around. I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring me tears. I can't forgive the way they robbed me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories, they can't be bought. They can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Broken hearts and dirty windows made life difficult to say. That's why last night and this morning always looked the same to me. And I hate reading old love letters, for they always bring me tears. I can't forgive the way they robbed me of my sweetheart's souvenirs. Memories, they can't be bought. They can't There can't be one at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me.
John Prine there with Souvenirs, a song that he associates with Steve Goodman and does it in every show he does. And here's another song. This is probably not as well known as a lot of John's songs, but it has what it takes in terms of all the incredible lyrics, and it's called Storm Windows.
I can hear the wheels of automobiles so far away, just moving along through the drifting snow. It's times like these when the temperatures freeze. I sit alone, just looking at the world through a storm window. Down on the beach, the sandman sleeps. Time don't fly, it bounds and leaps. And a country band that plays for keeps, they play it so slow. Don't let your baby down. Don't let your baby down. Don't let your baby down. Well, the spirits were high till the well went dry. For so long, the raven at my window was only a crow. I brought the riots to the inside fights. I watched the man just beating his hand against the storm window. While miles away over hill and stream, a candle burns, a witch's dreams. Silence is golden till it screams right through your bones. Don't let your baby down. Don't let your baby down. Don't let your baby down. Storm windows. Gee, but I'm getting old. Storm windows keep away the cold. Don't let your baby down.
Storm Windows there, John Prine, with Pat McLaughlin on the harmony vocals, and John's longtime bandmates, Jason Wilbur on guitar, and Dave Jakes on bass, and then Paul Griffiths on drums, and Stu Basor, beautiful steel guitar on that, and Phil Parlapiano has also done a lot of work with John over the years on the keyboards. As I say, we did this at Cowboy Jack Clement's Cowboy Arms and Hotel and Recording Spa. And I love that song. It's a very mysterious song to me. Don't ask me what it means, but it means something that I want to hear over and over again. That's the way it is with some of John's songs. This is a song that is not a mystery to me. It's called Fish and Whistle. Now, I believe this is a very good hymn for any religion at any time. And so here we go with Fish and Whistle.
I've been thinking lately about the people I meet, the car wash on the corner and the hole in the street, the way my ankles hurt with shoes on my feet. I'm wondering if I'm gonna see tomorrow. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us and we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. I was in the army, but I never dug a trench. Used to bust my knuckles on a monkey wrench. I go to town and drink, give the girls a pinch. I don't think they ever even notice me. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us and we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. And we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. Fish and a whistle, whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. When we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again, again, again. On my very first job, I said thank you and please. They made me scrub a parking lot down on my knees. Then I got fired for being scared of bees. They only give me 50 cents an hour. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. And we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. Fish and a whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on the dish. When we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again, again, again. Oh, Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us and we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. And we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. We'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. We'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven.
Fish and Whistle, John Prine. Let me read you what John has to say about these songs. He said, "These songs are beautiful. They have been faithful companions throughout the years, never letting me down and constantly making me new friends, even when I was sleeping." John might be sleeping even as this radio program is going on, and here he is making new friends even as he sleeps. What a wonderful way to go about life. I can't say enough about him, and I won't go on, but I just love John Prine, and I'm so happy we made this album. It's called Souvenirs, and it's just a revisitation about, you know, 30 years later, 25, 30 years later, of songs he recorded when he was getting going. And I think one of the great things about it is that his own... he's grown and gone through a good bit of life in the meantime, and it shows in his singing and the way he does these songs. So I can't recommend the album highly enough. I'm going to switch gears now, and at this time I was also continuing to spend time in Ireland, and Sean Kane, the first album, No Stranger to the Rain, was a big hit for Sean over in Ireland, and so he definitely wanted to do another album, and I asked Artie McGlynn, the great guitarist, to join me in producing this album. And one of the songs that I came up with was a song that Garth Brooks had recorded. It's by Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott, and here is Sean's version of When There's No One Around.
This is a song that nobody knows. I couldn't begin to describe how it goes. Well, it makes me cry, I laugh right out loud. A song that I sing when there's no one around. This is a man that nobody sees. He wears my old clothes and he looks just like me. If he learned how to fly, he would never touch down. The man that I am when there's no one around. It's 4 in the morning and I lie in my bed. The tape of my failure playing inside my head. The hard knocks, the heartaches, the things I don't know. I listen and wonder, where did it go? Of the child within. He's so immature, but he's still my best friend. Just one of the boys who gets lost in the crowd. The kid that I am when there's no one around. The dance I do every day. I let my feet go and I wander away. I let my soul free and follow the sound. The dance that I do when there's no one around. It's 4 in the morning and I lie in my bed. The tape of my failures playing inside my head. The hard knocks, the heartaches, the things I don't. I listen and wonder, where did it go? This is a song that nobody knows. I couldn't begin to describe how it goes. Well, it makes me cry, I laugh right out loud. The song that I sing when there's no one around. The dance that I do and follow the sound. Song deep inside, there's no one around. The song that I sing when there's no one around.
The Man That I Am When No One's Around. When No One's Around is the title of that song by Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott. And Sean Kane, what a singer. What a singer. And he just killed that song as far as I'm concerned. I also, I've got to say, That Stuart Duncan you heard on the fiddle over some beautiful strings arranged by my good friend Charles Cochran, the late Charles Cochran, who's a great piano player and string arranger in Nashville. So Artie and I really enjoyed doing this record with Sean, and Sean came up with a song written by a well-known writer, songwriter in Ireland named Brendan Graham. And this is a story, it's a true story. The first person to go through Ellis Island was a young girl named Annie Moore. And Brendan used that story as the inspiration for this song, Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was only 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. In her little bag she carried all her past and history, and her dreams for the future in the land of liberty. And courage is the passport when your old world disappears. 'Cause there's no future in the past when you're 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. When they closed down Ellis Island in 1943, 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped onto its piers, I thought of how it must have been when you're 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of freedom either feels. But it's not the idea you left behind. That eye of hunger, eye of pain, eye you'll never see again. But the eye of home is always on your mind.
Sean Cain with Brendan Graham's Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears. And I would have to tell you that when I was in Ireland spending this time there, I often thought of my own grandfather and my great-grandparents coming over in those boats to America and what they must have thought and what they must have felt, because there was no going back. And it was quite a journey to take. For anyone. And so it gave me a certain amount of satisfaction, a lot of satisfaction, I'd say, to be back in Ireland and to be able to record a song like that with Sean and in my own way give something back from the other end here. I've made a full circle back to Ireland, and it felt really good to me to do this. So and Sean is an exceptional artist, exceptional singer, and a wonderful person. And at this time, when we were making this record, we were making it and doing the basic recording in Galway and then finishing it in Nashville. And while we were working in Galway, George Martin, the producer of the Beatles, came to Dublin with a program that he put on in various cities. He does it with an orchestra, and he hires local singers to do some of the Beatles songs. And he asked Sean to be one of the singers. And one of the songs that he asked Sean to do was Blackbird, which is a challenging song. And he... George's arrangement isn't with an orchestra, it's with a string quartet and flute and a gut string guitar. So let's listen to Sean Cain as he does this.
Blackbird, sing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird, sing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark night. Blackbird, fly.
heard Sean Cain with George Martin's beautiful arrangement. And after the concert, George Martin said to Sean that he had never heard anyone sing it better. And he offered him, Sean told him that we were working on a recording at the time, and asked George if he could, we could do that song. And George very generously, without any hesitation whatsoever, offered his arrangement at no cost, faxed it to me, and I gave it to Charles Cochran, and that was the result there. It was just an amazing experience to have this fall into our laps at this particular time when Sean was making this album. So the album is called The Man That I Am, and Sean is now performing more in the States than he used to. And if you ever get a chance to see him, go see him. He's just a wonderful singer. And there is he has a website. You can get he has a new compilation of this album. I don't think is in print at the moment, but this compilation includes that, and I think all of the things we have played today. So I would highly recommend it. Now I'm gonna move on again. I was back in Nashville, and I had struck up a wonderful friendship with the cowboy poet Paul Zarzisky, and the first album we did was such a pleasure that I wanted to do another one. And this one, Paul calls The Glorious Commotion of It All. And we also wanted to invite back the great Duane Eddy. His contributions to the first album were so wonderful that we couldn't do without him again. And Paul actually made up a poem about Duane. This is called The Poet and the Picker.
The Poet and the Picker. On that bright night when music gives a lift to lonesome poetry, hitchhiking 40 light years of bad road, it isn't long before they find out stars are nothing less than hot note reflections off polished chrome. Cruising the cosmos in music's 57 Chevy Impala with a top down, past the mobile station's red Pegasus, past rebel-rousing rodeo roadhouses, sock hops and outdoor picture shows, they drive into the bucking horse moon, where a sweet wheels and sassy chassis blonde car hop in a leather sweater skates them a brace of cherry cokes and blows the bitchinest ever bazooka bubblegum bubble as she swoons over their deep blue tuck and roll interior, their rock and roll duet purring and purring her ponytailed gum smacking Wolfman Jack lingo. Play, Duane Eddy, play your candy apple red Gretsch electric guitar. Hold your own boss heart cradled in your arms, the body's wild one busting free and taking us to the place it hides the diamonds. Youth ditched piece by jeweled piece in life's richest heist. Tonight, in our 50s, racing like quasars in reverse toward teenager infinity, you pick a single string, and I know my words, pitching woo, moving closer to your notes at the center court of the Milky Way gymnasium. Waltz with the prettiest girls in this world.
Oh, you gotta love that vibrato. Duane Eddy, There's Only One. And we were so happy to get Duane again. And Paul's tribute to Duane, the poet and the picker. And Paul loves jazz and listens to it a lot. And Charlie Parker is a favorite, and there's a story about Charlie having listened to Hank Williams at one point, and so here's Paul's version of it, and I got a good friend in Nashville, Jim Hoke, who's a great horn player, to do an amazing version of Your Cheating Heart at the end of this. Listen to this. This is called For the Stories, Paul Zarzisky.
For the Stories. Deep blue backdropping the bucolic autumn embroidery of sumac maple spruce, bordering dewy hay meadow, sparkling beneath the sun, rising giddier than usual that day with anticipation. Charlie Parker steps from his smoky touring car into the peculiar air of a rural morning, builds his horn and blows choruses for a lone cow, because bird herd animals love music too. I picture it this way, the intimacy of each frosty note, scaling a five-wire fence between Bird and Holstein. It had to be, because I can hear Parker telling later how he blew for a black cow with a little white on it, maybe for the same reason he played Hank Williams on the juke, not for love of rudimentary chords, but for the stories. Just listen to the stories, man, he'd tell his fellow cats, razzing him about his white blues tastes and tunes. It's pure hearsay that the puzzled cow, though chewing her cud in tempo with Bird's swaying saxophone shimmering in the low sun, his fingers slowly crawling over the valves, was not impressed. I don't buy a word of it. Rather, I picture a bedraggled farmer, thrilled out of his drudgery, the night Betsy's milk output tripled for life after an otherwise run-of-the-mill day when our world moved 4 bars, 4 measures from its normal orbit, stirring in turn the whole infinite universe toward the unpredictability of what is musically possible, humanly perfect.
Leave it to Paul Zarzisky to bring Charlie Parker and Hank Williams together in one poem. Two of my favorite musicians, and Jim Hoke doing that amazing version of Your Cheatin' Heart, one of the very first songs I ever sang of Hank's. I love that poem. It's a great image of Charlie Parker playing to this cow out in a field at the break of dawn. Paul Zarzisky is such a unique and energetic fellow. I go every so often to the Cowboy Poetry Gathering out in Elko, Nevada, where I can also see Don Edwards and Ian Tyson along with Paul. So this is a part of my life that I like to continue on with. And we had to do, of course, a more of a cowboy style thing with the guys that I originally met with Don Edwards, Rich O'Brien and Snuffy Elmore, Tommy Morrell. And this is one of Paul's crowd-pleasing ones at Elko, Escorting Grammy to the Potluck.
Escorting Grammy to the Potluck Rocky Mountain Oyster Feed at Bowman's Corner. For Ethel Bean, a love poem. Lean Ray Crone bellers through a fat cumulus cloud of rum-soaked wagon master Conestoga stogie smoky blows across the room. They travel in twos, so better eat them even, boys, or kiss good luck goodbye for good. Tonight, the calf nuts, beer batter dipped by the hundreds, come heaped and steaming on 2x3-foot trays from the kitchen, deep fat fryers crackling like iron searing hide. And each family, ranching Augusta Flat Creek country, brings its own brand of sourdough hard rolls, beans and gelatins, slaws and sauces, custard and mincemeat pies to partner up to the main chuck. At the bar, a puncher grabs a cowpoxed handful, seven of the little buggers, feeding them like pistachios from palm to pinch fingers to flick of the wrist toss on target. Grammy, a spring filly at 86, sips a whiskey ditch in one hand, scoops the crispy nuggets to her platter with the other, forks a couple, and goes on talking Hereford bulls. And me, a real greenhorn to this cowboy caviar, I take to them like a pup to a hoof pairing, a porky to a lathered saddle, a pack rat to a snooze box filled with silver rivets. I skip the trimmings, save every cubic inch of plate and paunch for these kernels, tender nubbins I chew and chew till the last pair, left for luck, nuzzle on the tray like a skyline brace of round bales. A Catalan Saturday grand time with Grammy is chowing down on prairie pecans, then driving the dark as the inside of a cow grange hall trail home to dream heifer fat, bull-necked, happy dreams all night long in my Sunday boots.
Oh, yeah, there you have it. A beautiful ending there. Tommy Morell on the steel guitar and Paul Zarziski escorting Grammy to the potluck. Rocky Mountain oysters, a delicacy I don't think I've had the pleasure of having yet. I'm sure I will if I still keep up my friendship with Paul. It'll happen to me one of these days. So that was called, that album we called The Glorious Commotion of It All. And as I say, if you ever get a chance to go to the Cowboy Poetry Gathering, it's the end of January every year in Elko, Nevada, which is a great, it's a Basque area, a part of Nevada, a lot of sheep herders around there, wonderful Basque restaurants. I highly recommend it. So that was Paul Zarziski's album. And then I got a nice surprise. This was in mid-2005, somewhere in there. And Tom Rush, one of my oldest friends, known him since 1962, and I often talked to Tom about the respect he was held in Nashville. When I first moved to Nashville and people found out I was from the Boston area, they would always ask me if I knew Tom Rush, and they really respected Tom as a singer and also as a song chooser. He knew songs. You know, he was the first person to do a Joni Mitchell song, a Jackson Brown song, Lee Clayton. The list goes on. So at any rate, Tom got in touch with me at long last. We had mentioned it a few times in passing that we should do something together, and he finally got it together and organized a bunch of songs, and I was so happy to do this. And it turned out that he hadn't done a studio album since 1974. It was 30 years. That I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. He'd done some live albums, but not a studio album. And so we got in there, and here's one of the first songs we did, and it's the title of the album, What I Know.
I don't know, I
how deep the sea is, and I don't know how high the sky. And what I know is I'm gonna love you, love you, love you, love you till the day I die. And I don't know when the mountain's gonna crumble, and I don't know when those seas will run dry, when the moon will turn blue, babe, I haven't a clue. But I'm gonna love you till the day I die. Now sometimes the days will be dark and cloudy, sometimes the nights be long and cold, sometimes our road will be rough and rocky, but we got silver and we got gold, and we got gold 'cause we got love, and we got silver in the stars above, diamonds and pearls, silver and gold. I love you when you're young, I'm gonna love you when you're old. Sometimes the days will be dark and cloudy, sometimes the nights be long and cold, sometimes our road will be rough and rocky, but we got silver, babe, and we got gold, and we got gold 'cause we got love, and we got silver in those stars up above, silver and gold and the diamonds and pearls. I love you, love you, love you all around this world. I told you I don't know how deep the sea is, babe. There's no use in asking me how high the sky. One thing I know for sure is I'm gonna love you, love you, love you, love you till the day I die. I love you, baby, till the day I die. And I love you, darling, until the day I die. What I Know, Tom Rush there with the title song of this album that was 30 years in the making. He hadn't done a studio album in so long, but he was ready for this one. And while we were gathering songs, I thought of a song that was written by my old friend Stephen Bruton. And I'd known Steve since I lived in Woodstock. I met him up there. And then he played for many years with Kris Kristofferson, and I would see him from time to time when they came through Nashville. And he wound up back in Texas, where he was from, and sadly died of cancer too early. But this was a song of Steve's that I had heard him do, and it's called Too Many Memories for One Heart to Hold. I remember this town with a girl by my side and a love seldom found in this day and time. And it gets melancholy every now and again when you let your mind go and it drifts way back when. Now life plays its tricks, some cruel but fair, and even a fool can pretend they don't care. When there's too many memories for one heart to hold, once a future so bright now seems distant and cold, and the shadows grow long and your eyes look so old. When there's too many memories for one heart to hold, and they just never fade, like the look in her eyes
the way the light played.
God moved in that moment, and the angels all cried, and they gave you a memory that you'll have till you die. And the lesson you've learned, and you don't dare forget what makes you grow old is replacing hope with regret. And there's too many memories for one heart to hold. Once a future's so bright now seems distant and cold, and the shadows grow long and your eyes look so old. When there's too many memories one heart to hold. So bright now seems distant and cold, and the shadows grow long and your eyes look so old. When there's too many memories for one heart to hold. When there's too many memories for one heart to hold.
Too many memories for one heart to hold. Tom Rush, and of course the unmistakable sound of Emmylou Harris singing Stephen Bruton's gorgeous song. I just think that is a very, very moving song. And I think Tom and Emmy just did it full justice there. Tom himself, of course, is a good songwriter, and he's not prolific in terms of numbers of songs, but the quality of the songs is always very high, and this is one that I think is one of his very best. It's called The River Song.
Gypsies know my future, but the angels know my past. I rolled all around this great wide world to find a love to last. I'm weary from my wandering, Lord, I'm wounded in the war. I'll lay me low where the willows grow. Listen to that river song. River runs by my window. River runs by my door. River runs so sweet. I might never roam no more. I might never roam no more. I've seen the stars falling on the mountain. I've seen the moon rising from the sea. I never ever saw a sight so sweet as that woman in my arms asleep. They say that honey heals the body. They say that music can soothe the soul. And I know the heart has reasons that reason cannot know. River runs by my window. River runs by my door. River runs so sweet. Might never roam no more. Might never roam no more.
Don't know where that river roams when she goes around the bend. Just might roll around this great wide world. Come on home again.
River runs by my window. River runs by my door. River runs so sweet.
Might never roam no more.
River runs so sweet.
Might never roam no more. Might never roam no more.
The River Song, Tom Rush, his own song, and his own voice. When you hear that voice, you know exactly who you're listening to. And it's quite remarkable. As I said, I've known Tom since 1962. And it's a long time. And he's been singing this way ever since I've known him. I think he's just an extraordinary stylist and vocalist. And as that song shows, a very fine songwriter. Now, Tom had a very interesting idea to close out this album, and it's the Mentor Williams song that Dobie Gray had such a huge hit with, Drift Away. And at first I was wondering, well, how could we do this? And Tom just stripped it all the way down and made it his song. And that's what we'll close the program with today. Thanks for listening. And this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. Thanks to Royalton Community Radio for making it all happen. And thanks to you for listening.
Now, day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. Oh, that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time, and I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away. And when my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. And when I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Soothe me. I want to thank you for the joy that you give to me. I want you to know I believe in your song. The rhythm and the rhyme and the harmony. You carry me along. You're making me strong.